the 2-Minute Drill, the show where we break down big ideas into plays you can run in your own life. I'm your host, Brody Michael, and today we're talking about something that wins games, builds businesses, and changes life. Teamwork. Picture this. It's the fourth quarter. There's 30 seconds left on the clock, and the crowd's going crazy. Everyone's tired. Everyone's heart's pounding, but then the team huddles up. In the moment, all the noise fades. Everyone locks in, and the plan is made. That's what I want to talk about today. Why the huddle is so powerful, and how you can use it in your own life, even if you've never stepped on the field. Power of communication. A huddle's where communication happens, and communication is everything. Think about it. No matter how talented a team is, if everyone's running in different directions, they're not winning. In life, our version of a huddle might be a quick team meeting at work, a conversation with friends, or even a check-in with yourself in the morning. It's a moment to pause, get clarity, and decide what's next. I remember times in football where a huddle wasn't just about calling play. It was about getting everyone focused, shaking off the last mistakes, and saying, all right, this is it. What are we doing? Let's go. The reset changed everything. Next thing I want to talk about is trust and accountability. The huddle is where trust is built. When you step in that circle, you know the guy next to you is going to do his job, and he's counting on you to do yours. Who's in your huddle? Who do you trust to push you, encourage you, and hold you accountable? If you don't have that group yet, start looking for them. They might be teammates, classmates, coworkers, mentors. They're people who want to see you win, because here's the truth, no one wins alone. How do we bring that off the field? How do we bring it into our everyday lives? First, we need to take time to pause. When things get crazy, slow down, step back, and huddle up. Even if it's just taking a breath. Second, find your circle. Get around people who challenge you to be better and who want to see you succeed. Thirdly, communicate clearly. Whether you're leading a group or just trying to coordinate with friends, make sure everyone knows the plan. Those three simple steps, pause, connect, communicate, can change the outcome of almost any situation. So here's my challenge for you guys this week. Find one way to huddle up. Maybe it's calling a quick meeting at work to get everyone aligned. Maybe it's taking 5 minutes each night to talk with your family about the next day. Or maybe it's just grabbing a friend and talking to them about what's been on your mind. Because when you huddle, you win together. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Drill. If this episode inspired you, share it with someone who's part of your huddle, and let's all get better one play at a time.
If you've enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe and share with your friends. See you next week.